This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. Prime Minister Modi also held conversation with European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA and implementation of the IMEEC corridor. They also exchanged views on issues of mutual interest and efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Guyanese President Irfan Ali on his resounding victory in both the general and regional elections of the African nation. In a social media post, the Prime Minister stated that he looks forward to further strengthening the India-Guyana partnership, which is anchored in strong historical and people-to-people ties. Responding to his message, Guyana President Ali has expressed his eagerness to continue working with Prime Minister Modi, the Government of India and the people of India to further build the already strong and cordial relations between the two nations. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has said the Prime Minister has given significant relief and a valuable gift to middle-class families with next-generation GST reforms. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said the GST reforms are expected to add around 20 lakh crore rupees to the nation's GDP, significantly boosting the country's economy.
GST ke reform se desh ke aarthik unnati mein bhi bahut bada ek laabh milega. Agar hum pure economics ke point of view se baat karein, hamari desh ki GDP hai kareeb 330 lakh crore ki abhi. Isme se kareeb 202 lakh crore hamara consumption hai. 202 lakh crore jo consumption hai, ye agar GST ke is chhoot ke baad mein agar 10% bhi badhta hai, तो 20 लाख करोड़ की एक्स्ट्रा जीडीपी देश में आती है तो ये अपने आप में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है बिकॉज प्रोडक्शन जब बढ़ता है तो स्वाभाविक है कि उसका रोजगार का इम्पैक्ट आता है स्वाभाविक है कि बहुत सारी जो जितनी हमारी आर्थिक गतिविधियां हैं वो सब बढ़ने लगती है
यूनियन एग्रीकल्चर एंड रूरल डेवलपमेंट मिनिस्टर शिवराज सिंह चौहान हैज स्टेटेड दैट द न्यूली इंट्रोड्यूस्ड जीएसटी रेट्स एंड स्लैब्स विल हैव अ सिग्निफिकेंट इम्पैक्ट ऑन द एग्रीकल्चर सेक्टर स्पीकिंग एट अ प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस इन भोपाल द यूनियन मिनिस्टर एक्सप्लेन that the reduction in GST rates on agricultural equipment will lower the cost of farming, thereby increasing farmers' profits. Mr. Chauhan highlighted that GST on biopesticides and micronutrients has been reduced, which will not only benefit farmers but also encourage a shift towards biofertilizers from chemical fertilizers. In the dairy sector, the removal of GST on milk and cheese will not only benefit consumers but will also provide significant relief to farmers, cattle breeders and milk producers. Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has outlined the government's vision to transform the state into not just an agricultural hub but also India's largest dairy hub. Speaking at the Gau Mahakumbh Global Summit on cows in Jaipur yesterday, the Chief Minister highlighted the significant steps being taken to achieve this goal. A provision of 500 crore rupees has been made under the Chief Minister Milk Producer Incentive Scheme, with 468 crore rupees already transferred through Direct Benefit Transfer (DBT). To support milk producers, a subsidy of 5 rupees per litre has been introduced while ensuring an average price of 864 rupees per kg fat. Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh has stated that Operation Sindhu demonstrated India's ability to strike swiftly, decisively and with precision. Addressing the passing out parade at the Officers Training Academy OTA in Chennai, he urged the newly commissioned officers to uphold the spirit of jointness in their service to the nation. He also stated that the lessons from Operation Sindhur prove the successful synergy between the Army, Navy, Air Force and other national security agencies. The Indian men's hockey team stormed into the final of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship by defeating China 7-0 in their last Super Fours match at Rajgir in Bihar last evening. This dominant victory ensures India's qualification for the final, securing the top spot in the Super Fours, while South Korea also advances to the summit clash. The final will be played at 7:30 p.m. this evening, where India will take on Korea in the title clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.